in the presence of the Lord. And wherever the Lord, the Spirit of the Lord is, there's liberty and there's freedom for the soul of the captive. Enjoying and admiring the beauty of your endeavors to remodel the church here. It looks so good, and want to commend you for that. And I like to see people have a vision for the house of God, and so it's looking good, really looking nice. Good to be here again. Good to see the Taylors. Good to see the Barrises and everyone else tonight. And glad my brother Eddie come with me. And I just wished he'd have went on. He was telling us some good things there. Telling some wonderful things. Let's read first in the book of John, first chapter. Appreciate you giving an offering. May God bless you. We didn't come for that. We want to be a blessing to you as we stand here behind the sacred desk. Read from John, first chapter. Very familiar scripture. Sometimes when you're reading good scriptures, you don't know where to start or stop. You want to get them all. But there's one scripture that I want to pull out of here, but we'll read down to it. In the beginning was the Word, and the Word was with God, and the Word was God. The same was in the beginning with God. All things were made by Him, and without Him was not anything made that was made. In Him was life, and the life was the light of men. And the light shineth in darkness, and the darkness comprehended it not. There was a man sent from God, his name was John. The same came for a witness, to bear witness of the light, that all men through him might believe. He was not that light, but was sent to bear witness of that light. That was the true light, which lighteth every man that cometh into the world. He was in the world, and the world was made by him, and the world knew him not. He came to his own, and his own received him not. But as many as received him, to them gave he power to become the sons of God, even to them that believe on his name, which were born not of blood, nor of the will of the flesh, nor of the will of man, but of God. You may be seated. Thank you for standing. He was in the world, and the world was made by him, and the world knew him not. I'm just going to throw this in. This is not what I'm preaching about at all, but wouldn't it be sad to live in a world made by him and not know the Creator? And many people are doing that and missing out on creation itself, missing out on the beauty of God. Everywhere you look, the heavens declare who he is. The firmament declare his glory. And to live in that world and not know what that's saying, that all nations and tongue would understand what the firmament speaks of. There's people living in America, living in this world, that doesn't see who that is, doesn't hear that message being spoken. Isn't it sad that people, as Brother Ken talked about the truth, they've turned away from the light and not took a hold of that truth and that light. But he came to his own received him not, but as many as received him, to them gave he power to become the sons of God, even to them that believe on his name. That is a marvelous truth there. But as many as received him, to them gave he power to become the sons of God. Amen. Let's turn to the book of Romans. Romans, the 8th chapter, 14th verse. For as many as are led by the Spirit of God, they are the sons of God. For ye have not received the spirit of bondage again to fear, but ye have received the spirit of adoption, whereby we cry, Abba, Father. And the Spirit itself beareth witness with our spirit that we are the children of God. And if children, then heirs of God and joint heirs with Christ, if so be that we suffer with him, that we may be also glorified together. The Spirit beareth witness with our spirit that we are the children of God. I've come to talk to you tonight about who you are and that you understand who you are. Let's read on. I've got some more scriptures that will agree with this. Let's catch this one in 2 Corinthians, the sixth chapter. 2 Corinthians, the sixth chapter and 17th verse. Wherefore, come out from among them and be ye separate, saith the Lord, and touch not the unclean thing. I will receive you, and will be a father unto you, and ye shall be my sons and daughters, saith the Lord Almighty. I mean, he has claimed us. He told us what we could do, and he would claim us. He would receive us and would be a father unto us. And ye shall be my sons and daughters, saith the Lord Almighty. Amen. I love what he's portrayed to us, what he's become, what he has made himself available to us. Let's read in Galatians. Galatians 3 and 26. For ye are all the children of God by faith in Christ Jesus. For as many of you as been baptized into Christ have put on Christ. There is neither Jew nor Greek, there is neither bond nor free, there is neither male nor female, for ye are all one in Christ Jesus. And if ye be Christ, then ye are Abraham's seed and heirs according to the promise. For ye are all the children of God by faith in Christ Jesus. Let's read on down into the fourth chapter. Now I say that an heir, as long as he is a child, differeth nothing from a servant, though he be Lord of all, but is under tutors and governors until the time appointed of the Father. Even so we, when we were children, were in bondage under the elements of the world. But when the fullness of time was come, God sent forth his Son, made of a woman, made under the law, to redeem them that were under the law, that we might receive the adoption of sons. And because you are sons, God has sent forth the Spirit of his Son into your hearts, crying, Abba, Father. Wherefore thou art no more a servant, but a son. And if a son, then an heir of God through Christ. Hallelujah. That is shouting ground. If we can get this a hold of this tonight, it'll bless you tomorrow. It'll bless you tonight. It'll bless you in the future to realize who we are, what he's done for us, and included us into his family, brought us and claimed us as his own. Now we can cry, Abba, Father. We're no longer foreigners or strangers, but we're citizens. We are of the family of God. We're heirs of God and joint heirs with Christ. Don't ever let the devil cause you to forget that. We have a problem in America. It's one of the biggest crimes going. It's called stolen identity. We have our identity stolen, and people use that identification to get things and to be greedy and to steal from other people and to try to build their own riches up or whatever. Stolen identity is a major problem in America. And can I tell you, stolen identity is also a major problem in the church when Satan comes to take away your identity and try to get you to convince you that you're no more a son. But I've come to tell you tonight, we are children of God, joint heirs of Christ. Don't you let the devil tell you, you're not a son, for the scripture has proclaimed it. As many as received him, to them gave he power to become the sons of God. There's people that's sitting in the houses of God across America, and the devil has convinced them they have no father. They're going through the motions, the attacks of Satan, and the trials that they went through. They can't feel who they are and understand who they are anymore. He has convinced them. He has stolen their identity. I want to tell you, church, tonight, who you are is important, and it will cause you to rise in faith. No matter what's going on about you, no matter how hard the trial is, no matter if you can feel God or not, you must remember that you are a son. And if a son of God, God has not forsaken you nor forgotten you. He's well able to meet your need. He is not an irresponsible
daughters. If your son asks of him, give me bread, will you give him a stone? If he asks of an egg, would you give him a serpent? He's trying to get you to understand your heavenly Father is more than the earthly Father. He loves us more. And if we ask of him, he will give us because he is our Father. And it's the Father's good pleasure to give you the kingdom. Woo! It's the Father's good pleasure to bless you. But here we said at times, sometimes we don't believe that we will ever be blessed again. We sit dried up. We sit washed out, convinced by the power of the enemy that we are no more a son. But I come to tell you tonight, ye are children of God. I want to tell you, Jesus' identity was attacked many times. Let us read in the fourth chapter, book of Matthew. Then was Jesus led up of the Spirit into the wilderness to be tempted of the devil. And when he had fasted 40 days and 40 nights, he was afterward and hungered. And when the tempter came to him, he said, if thou be the Son of God, command these stones to be made bread. You see what he's doing? If you are the Son of God, you can command these stones to be made bread, and you can have your hunger satisfied. He's after his identity. And if he was after his identity, then he's after your identity. He doesn't want you to realize who you are. He wants to take away the concept that the blood has made you a son. He wants to take away that truth that Brother Ken talked about, that the blood has cleansed us from all sin. He wants to take away that concept that when you sin, you have an advocate with the Father. He wants to take away those truths that will not come to the Father as children and say, Father, forgive me. I have need of your forgiving power. I want to tell you, the devil's after our identity. He's trying to steal that. He's trying to sever that relationship and Father-Son relationship. He'd like to separate that and sever that. But tonight, let us look again and see, God, I'm your son. He's my Father. Jesus answered and said, if it is written, man shall not live by bread alone, but by every word that proceedeth out of the mouth of God. Then the devil taketh him up into the holy city and setteth him up on a pinnacle of the temple and said unto him, if thou be the Son of God. That's the main point of his temptation. That's his tool. That's his leverage if he's got any. He's trying to make a point. He's trying to convince him. He's tempting him. You're not who you say you are. If you are who you say you are, then you can do these things and it'll be all right. But I'm not who I am because you're contesting me. I was him before you ever was. I'm the son who's come to this world to live and breathe the word of the Almighty God. I am the son sent to this world. Jesus, if thou be the Son of God, cast thyself down. What is written, he shall give his angels charge concerning thee, and in their hand they shall bear thee up, lest at any time thou dash thy foot against a stone. He's bringing in the scripture now. He's bringing in the scripture. And Jesus said, and it is written again, thou shalt not tempt the Lord thy God. And again, the devil taking him up into an exceeding high mountain, showed them all the kingdoms of the world and the glory of them, and saith unto him, all these things will I give thee if thou wilt fall down and worship me. And then Jesus saith unto him, get thee hence, Satan, For it is written, thou shalt worship the Lord thy God, and him only shalt thou serve. And the devil leaveth him, and behold, the angels came and ministered unto him. That alone in itself speaks volumes. The angels came and ministered unto him. He passed the test. I'm the Son of God. And I didn't have to use my power to do what the devil told me to do. I was the Son of God. I could have commanded stones. I could have cast myself down. But the Satan was trying to attack my identity and bring it to a place that I'd bow and worship him. I want to tell you, church, if he steals your identity, then it's possible he can get you to bow and worship him. If he steals your identity of you being a son of God, then he will cause you one day to bow before him. I want to tell you tonight, let's look at the identification again and realize who we are. The blood identifies us. We are children of God, joint heirs with Christ. Ruth and Naomi have returned to Bethlehem. Ruth is the daughter-in-law. Naomi has lost everything, she thinks. Ruth said, I'm going to go with you. She said, return to your own people. Oprah went. Ruth said, I want to go with you. I want your God to be my God, your people to be my people. I want to, where you lodge, I lodge. I'm going with you, Naomi. They returned to Bethlehem, and the people come to greet them. 19th verse of the first chapter of Ruth. So they too went until they came to Bethlehem. And it came to pass when they had come to Bethlehem that all the city was moved about them. Here's the whole town, the whole city has come out, gathering around them. You know, I went with Eddie today and there in the courthouse, and I've been gone from the county for a long time. But I got to seeing these familiar faces that I think, I ought to know them. Some of them, it took me a while, and when I did, yeah, I remember them. You know, we change with years. And it looks like that's the case, but they still are recognizing who she is. Is this Naomi? She said, call me no more Naomi. Call me Myra. I'm bitter. He's dealt with me bitter. My identity has changed. Moab has changed my identity. I'm not the person that I used to be. I'm no longer pleasant. I used to be full and I've been spent. I'm empty. My identity has been changed. Call me no more, Naomi. That's what the devil's trying to do to you and I. He's like to change our identity and fill our lives with bitterness. But he knows if we remain the children of God, we'll remain pleasant. We'll remain full of his spirit. We'll be blessed above all people. That's what the devil's after, is after our blessing of being a child. He wants to change the identity of us all. He's trying to steal who we are. But Naomi, you don't realize what's in God's plans. If you could see the handfuls of purpose that's about to be left you, and this girl you got with you is about to be put in the holy lineage, and your situation is about to change. Yeah, come on back to the house of God. You may be ending, but come on back to the house of bread. Come on back to the place where God will feed you again and give you bread and restore the identity that you used to have. Glory to God. Glory to God. Book of Luke. 15th chapter. Certain man had two sons, and the 11th verse, and the younger of them said to his father, "Father, give me the portion of goods that falleth me." He divided unto them his living. And not many days after, the younger son gathered all together and took his journey to a far country. There wasted his substance with riotous living. And when he had spent all, there arose a mighty famine in that land. He began to be in want. He went and joined himself to a citizen of that country. And he sent him into his fields to feed the swine. He would have fain have filled his belly with the husk of the swine to eat. No man gave unto him. I want you to catch the scripture here. And when he came to himself, how many hired servants in my father's house have bread enough to spare, and I perish with hunger. He forgot who he was. He forgot who he was. It's possible for you to go into a far country and never leave this building. It's possible for you to go into a far country of doubt and despair and never leave the building. Sit in a far country when the preacher preaches and not remember who you are and forget about all the blessings that's in store for each and every one of us. It's possible for us to come again and again to the house of God and forget about who we are. And when that happens, the devil has stolen our identity. But this man that was in this far country came to himself. He remembered. All of a sudden it came back to him. I have a father. And my father's got servants. And in my father's house, the servants are eating better than I am. I believe I will arise. I will go back to my father. And I'll say, "Father, I've sinned. Make me a servant. Make me a servant." But you got to watch that statement too. I've already read to you the scripture said, if you are a son, then you're no more a servant. Make me a servant, he said. But the father acted like he didn't even hear him. Go kill the fatted calf. My son that was a dead, he's alive. Go kill the fatted calf. Father, I want to be a servant. This is my son. Reinstated his position. The elder brother heard the commotion, heard the music and the dancing, and inquires. He doesn't even come in, but he inquires, "What's going on?" "Your brother has come home." And he angrily, bitterly protested. And the father comes out to him and talks, and I'm trying to make a point. And he said, "All these years have I served thee, and you never gave me no calf." Looked like to me he forgot who he was also. "All these years have I served you, and you ain't never blessed me." He said, "Son, all that I have is yours." "You've been faithful, yes, you've been here, but all this is yours. All that I have belongs to you. You're my son." And he is saying, "I'm your servant." No, you're a son. Don't you let the devil make you a servant and strip you of the identity of a son. It's time for us to rise and say, "Lord, make me your son." You see, if he'd been wearing the son's clothes, he'd have been watching with the father. He'd have went out there and joined the father. If he'd have been the son, as he should have been. But he's a servant. He can't understand, "All these years I've served you." He was stripped of his identity. Be careful, church. The devil don't care one way or the other, as long as he can convince you you're not a son. This robe, this ring, everything that I'm giving this son that was astray,
has been available to you, boy. Has been available to you, son. Then it's put on his. Where have you been? What have you been doing? Church tonight. Church tonight. God wants to call you children. He's called you children. I've read enough scripture to you tonight to convince you that your son. And there's some more I didn't even read. But there's one more I need to read. And maybe two more I need to read. Let's read. Let's read this one found in 1 John 3. Behold, what manner of love the Father hath bestowed upon us, that we should be called the sons of God. Therefore the world knoweth us not, because it knew him not. Beloved, now we are the sons. Are we the sons of God? And it doth not yet appear what we shall be. But we know that when he shall appear, we shall be like him. For we shall see him as he is. We're going to be like him when he comes. We're going to be like him. You know why? You know how? Because according as his divine power hath given us all things that pertain to life and godliness, that the knowledge of him that hath called us unto glory and virtue, whereby are given unto us exceeding great and precious promises, that by these ye might be partakers of the divine nature, hallelujah, having escaped the corruption that is in the world through lust. He's wanting to give you something that'll make you look and act like him. When Shavana was born, I said, well, Shavana, she looks like me. Blonde hair and blue eyes. I was in denial. I knew it. I tried to convince people. But when Colton was born, I brought out a picture of me being a little baby. And they looked identical. I had evidence and proof. He'd look at my baby pictures and think it's him. Having the divine nature. You see, if the devil can take away our identity, then our actions and our appearance will look like him. But if we are still a son of God, then our actions and appearance will look like our father. That's right. Have you ever seen a whole bunch of children? Look, y'all got four, and you can look at each one of them and see traits of both of you. And they all look different. That's us. We all look different but have traits of the Father. I love his traits. Those traits look beautiful on you, man. Those traits are wonderful in your life. Don't those traits make you look so good? Godliness with contentment is great gain. There's something about that trait, that divine nature that he puts in us, that makes us look like him and act like him, that the world sees. Yes, that's right. Who are you? Yes. Something different about you. Yeah. I look like my father. I look like my father. That's what the devil's after, is the traits of the Father that's been placed on you. That son come back home. Only the Father could see who he was. No one else probably wouldn't have known. His identity had been changed so much. But the Father saw him way off. Said, that's got to be him. Where are you tonight? If you're close enough for the Father to see you, then he's wanting to claim you and bless you as his own again. Could we come? Maybe you want to get a song. Could we stand right now? Oh, Lord. Let us forget tonight somehow, God, in this service, remind everyone that's here who they really are. Let them see and understand, Father, clearly
Don't let the clouds of doubt and overwhelming circumstances block our view, Lord, of who we are. That was a day that Job didn't know where he was and couldn't find him. And he was surrounded by hurt and sorrow and dismay. But Job made a profound statement. He said, "But I know my Redeemer liveth. Though he slay me, yet will I trust him. Though skin worms destroy this body, I'm still his son. I'm still his son. My Redeemer liveth." Hallelujah. I'll see him face to face. I'll see him for myself. He'll come to my rescue. He'll be who he said he was. His promise will be fulfilled in my life. Hallelujah. Let God do that for you tonight. Would you let him touch you? Would you let him draw you near? Would you let him put his arms about you one more time? Would you? Would you put your hand in his hand one more time and let him guide you through this hard place? Lead you through this place of despair and darkness? You don't know how to get through it. You can't do it. You're still a child. You need the leading of the Father tonight. Go ahead and put your hand in his hand. Let him touch you. Let him speak to you. Let him restore that relationship that the enemy's tried to devour and destroy. Come tonight. Let's approach him around the altar. The altar's open. The throne of grace is available tonight to each one. Would you come? Come on right now. Approach the throne of grace. The throne of grace is open to every one of us tonight. He's not barring any one of us from that place. He's saying no to anyone tonight, but he's saying come. Whosoever will, come.
Your sins can be covered.
Come on tonight.
And your pardon signed. Satan tells you it's hopeless. That you can come back home again. The Father is
Father's waiting
with arms open wide.
Arms open wide.
God says you can.
Says you can.
The blood says you can. Leave the past all behind. Your sins can be covered. You can come back home again. The Father is waiting with arms open wide. The blood says you can. The blood says you can. Leave your past all behind. Your sins can be covered. You can come back home again. The Father is waiting with arms open wide. The blood says you can. The blood says you can. Leave your past all behind. Your sins can be covered. can be covered and your pardon signed. When the Satan tells you it's hopeless and that you can't come back home again, the Father is waiting with arms open wide. Blood says you can. The blood says you can. Leave your past all behind. Your sins can be covered and your pardon signed. Satan tells you it's hopeless and that you can't come back home again. The Father is waiting, arms open wide. Blood says you can.